Tell me, and as honest as you can, is Paul McClain back to being this nice, cuddly head coach again, or is that overblown?
I think he's always been that coach. I think what we have right now, I think everybody feels good about themselves. I think everybody knew what needed to be done in coming into the season, and we addressed that right from the start. And obviously, he's been a big factor in, how we started the season.
So what is the biggest difference between last year and so far the start of this season?
I don't know. I think it's just paying attention to detail a little bit more. And everybody clearly knows a little bit more what's expected of us and what we need to do out there to be successful. Just play a little bit more simple hockey and not be two steps ahead.
Eric, all head coaches get goofy at times. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. They all get goofy.
They get goofy after they retire, too.
Yeah,
and
we get goofier after we retire. So are you comfortable walking into Paul's office and saying, Paul, you're getting goofy. We need you to take a step back and,
Yeah, I mean, I think...
you don't have to use the word goofy.
But ever since he got here, we've had a great relationship. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's played the game. And off the ice, he's a normal human being. And he's very respectful and understanding and reasonable. So I think, the communication level we have right now is as good as it can be. And even though we don't agree at all times, I think it's still, we both understand and we come to an agreement together.
Just a little tip. I worked with Brian Murray for a long time. Don't go in his office and say he's getting a little goofy. Say, maybe, Brian, you're acting a little strained, but don't. Just a tip.
And Brian is the same. I think he's a very down-to-earth guy, too. And he knows what's expected of you. And if you deliver, you get rewarded. And at the same time, it goes the other way, too. So I think it's a fair, straight game. And when you talk to those guys, it feels like you're just talking to a normal person. And you just got to be reasonable about whatever it might be.
Talkie Central Noon, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, simulcast on the Sportsnet Television Network. Darren Millard, along with Nick Kiprios and Doug McClain, chatting with Ottawa Senator Captain Erik Karlsson.
So, Eric, last week, after the first period against Colorado, you guys went in the first period down 3-1, and you had a captain moment that brought some attention to everyone. Number one, what did you say? And number two, why did MacArthur only give you a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know. I didn't really read anything after, but I think, it's the first game at home, a lot of emotions. And we didn't start the game really well. I don't think we were just felt like it was out of gas and no one really put any effort in. So I don't think, we needed to say that much, just a few things. Like, we needed to wake up. And I think for the last 40 minutes of the game, I think we played up to our potential. And we outplayed Colorado for the rest of the game and won. So. Sometimes you just need a little wake-up call. And with the group of guys we have, I think we do a good job in reminding ourselves that, sometimes that's what we need.
Two or three guys in the league jump up on the play as effectively as you do. What goes through your head in that situation, Eric? Is it I'm going most of the time, or I pick my spots, or what's the deal you and Paul have, you and the coaching staff have, you and the players have as far as when you're going?
Well, it all depends on what type of game it is and when in the game it is. That's one of the things I need to work on sometimes is knowing what the score is at times and what time it is on the clock and what period it is. You just got to pick your times. And for the most part, I can make those reads myself. And it's something that I work on, getting better at sometimes. But most of the times, if there's an opportunity to go, I usually go. And you mostly get more rewarded than not. So hopefully keep it that way.
Is there a player in the league that you cannot catch if you get caught in the offensive zone and they break out the other way?
I don't know. There's probably a few guys on every team that's pretty fast. So usually I know who I'm up against too.
And you judge accordingly?
Excuse me?
You judge accordingly whether or not to go down low with those guys on the ice?
Yeah. It all depends. Especially as I said, it depends where we are in the game and who you're up against too.
A couple of kids that aren't household names, but we all know what they mean to a team that's good, that is hoping to get better, but Mark Stone, Mike Hoffman. Those are two guys that have been contributors early.
Yeah, I think both of the guys have paid their dues, and they've been in Binghamton for a long time, and I think, you know, they're both game ready to play right now, and you know, they're helping our team win games, and they're both smart players. So, you know, it's definitely two guys that, you know, we're hoping to keep for a while, and you know what they've been doing so far, if they can keep it up for the remainder of the games, I mean, they're just going to keep getting better and better.
What about Zibanejad? This is a kid that you guys desperately need to take a step and be a top six guy. The line should be good, Eric. Hasn't been as good yet, but this kid has got tons of talent. What's he need to do? And I know this is a tough question when you're talking about a teammate, but you know him pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's been here for a while now, too, and he's just trying to find his way and, you know, find his role on the team and what he needs to do to be successful for, you know, a long period of time. And I think he's there right now. He knows he needs to, like, step it up, but at the same time, he's still trying to find out what he needs to do to be successful out there. And you know, it's going to take him a while. I mean, he's kind of got thrown into the situation a little bit earlier than most people do. And you know, as I said, he's still young and he's incredibly talented. So I think, you know, give him some time and he'll figure it out, what he needs to do out there to be, you know, even better. And it's just a matter of time when he does.
You know, the Leafs are all upset because they play these 18 back-to-backers. And a lot of times, like you guys, you're at home, you're waiting for them as they come in. You must feel really sorry for them to catch them in a scenario where they're all tired.
I don't know. I kind of like playing back-to-back games. So I think it all depends on who you are and how you feel. I don't really think it's a disadvantage. So we still get to treat it normally and you know, try and get off at them early. But, you know, it'd be an interesting game tomorrow.
Eric, just quickly, Jared Cowan, a guy that we saw really emerge the last little while, is finding himself on the outside looking in. I think you started with him as a partner, but what does that speak to the level of competition right now?
Well, I mean, as of right now, we have 8 defensemen, you know, that can play in this league. And you know, it's tough. And sometimes you just got to figure out your own way and what you need to do to be successful. And he's one of those guys, too, that, you know, needs some time to figure that out. And you know, if we just give him that, I'm pretty sure he's going to sort it out eventually.
Brian Murray mentioned to me in Florida last week when I met him there that we don't talk Sens near enough on this show. Would you, if you bump into him in the hallway today, tell him
we talk about
a fair amount of time on it today.
We talk about apartment managers on this show in Florida. That's what we talk about, Eric.
Yeah, why not, eh?
Yeah, exactly. You got to get your discounts wherever you can.
Yeah, exactly. We just got to start winning some games and we'll get some more airtime probably.
I promise you that will that will occur if you guys keep this up.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Eric Carlson.